Excerpt from The Mountain Man's Dog by Gary Corbin. Pappy sat alone in the kitchen, as always, chain-smoking hand-rolled cigarettes and watching Sunday talk shows with the sound turned down. Probably had turned off his hearing aid, too, hidden under the silver, tousled mop that passed for hair. Stooped forward onto his handmade wooden cane, he nevertheless looked as strong as ever, his wiry frame and leathery skin befitting a lifetime of hard work in the outdoors. "Ma's off to church again, I take it?" Lehi asked in a loud voice. The heavy smell of tobacco and stale coffee filled his nose and his eyes watered. Pappy nodded, eyes locked on the TV screen. "Then grocery shopping, same as always." "Nothing ever changes, I guess." A shrug. "Just get older and fatter." Lehi smirked at the familiar joke. Pappy carried not an ounce of fat on his body. "I see you got the wood chopped. I'd have done it for you." Pappy waved him off. "Gives me something to do. How's business?" "Oh, fine, same as always." He helped himself to some weak coffee and refreshed his father's cup. "Better get me more syrup," Pappy said. Lehi found a bottle of Log Cabin in the fridge and squeezed a glop into the mug. Pappy took a noisy sip, swirled the cup in his hand, and emptied his mouthful back into it before starting the process over again. "I could get you a spoon," Lehi said. "I'm fine mixing it this way." Lehi sat next to him at the table and waited for a commercial break. The louder, fast-paced pitch of a local tire dealer broke the monotony of the talk show's droning guests after a few minutes. He raised his voice. "Ever felt like breaking up your routine, Pap?" Pappy squinted at him sideways. "Nope." A pause. "Why?" "Well, I was wondering. The other day I rescued a hound dog, bleeding on the highway." Pappy's eyebrows raised. "You?" He lit another cigarette, then stubbed out the first in an overflowing ashtray. Lehi reached for it, but Pappy batted his hand away. "I'll get it. I'm not lame." The old man stretched his arm opposite Lehi and emptied the ashtray over an open trash can in the corner. About 3/4 made it into the rectangular opening. The rest snow-flurried onto the floor. "I'll get the broom," Lehi said. "You will not." Pappy's hand interrupted Lehi's rise, thumping him mid-chest and popping him back into his chair. "I'll get it later." He flicked his cigarette into the empty tray and blew smoke from his nose onto his flannel shirt. "Okay, well, as I was saying, there's this dog." "How did you end up with a dog?" Pappy's bushy eyebrows somersaulted across his brow. He sipped his coffee, this time swallowing. "I found her on the highway." "Surprised you didn't run him over." "Me too, kind of. But anyways, I didn't. I brought him to a vet and somehow got talked into keeping him. It. Pappy flashed a wicked grin. "I can guess how. Blonde, brunette, or redhead?" Lehi sighed. Aw, damn, son, tell me no. A deep scowl replaced the grin. "I wish I could." "You get caught up with her again? You're a fool." Lehi fidgeted. "Well, that's where you can help me." Again the suspicious glare. Pappy turned back to the TV. "See," Lehi said, "I was hoping maybe you and Ma could..." "Absolutely not." A long drag on the cigarette, several flecks into the ashtray, emphatic shakes of the head. "No dog. No." "I thought you liked dogs. You always said, if not for me, I like 'em fine, from a distance." "You sound like me now." Pappy snorted, then coughed. Smoke poured out of his mouth and nostrils. "You okay?" Lehi asked. "I'll be fine," Pappy said in a strained voice. "So long as your ma don't find no stray dog on our property when she gets back. You know your ma's not keen on dogs." "Ma's not keen on much of anything, particularly me. But don't talk like that about your ma. As for the dog, forget about it. Besides, it might do you some good. Teach you a lesson about taking on someone else's problems." "Pappy, I..." "Hush, my program's coming back on." The Washington, D.C. pundits resumed their low-volume shouting match on Pappy's TV. Lehi sipped his coffee. "This damn dog. There had to be another way. There just had to be."